This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli in Sindhupalchok district to inspect flood and landslide affected areas. Damauli Jamuni Road section of Prithivi Highway opens for one-way traffic and at least 52 people killed in Bangladesh factory fire. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has arrived for on-site observation of the flood and landslide ravaged Helambu and Melamji area. He arrived in Helambu by helicopter and is in the area at present. The Prime Minister will reach Melamji after this. He is going to Ganesh Bagar after holding discussions with the people's representatives and locals at Melamji. Prime Minister Oli is also scheduled to make an aerial inspection of the main tunnel of the Melamji water supply project. Prime Minister Oli is accompanied by Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Basanta Kumar Ningbang, among other officials. Incessant rain on 15th June with the onset of the monsoon triggered flood and landslide in the area, causing loss of life and property. One person died of coronavirus infection in Bangke district. District COVID-19 Crisis Management Center, Bangke's corona focal person, Tez Oli said, a 57-year-old man of Swargadwari 3 died of coronavirus infection. The Damauli Jamuni Road section of the Prithivi Highway in Tanahu has been opened for one-way traffic. The section of the highway had been blocked due to landslide at Barchour in Magdirula Municipality 1 at around 4 this morning. Deputy Superintendent of Police Yuvraj Timal Sinha said a huge rock has fallen on the road from the hill above, obstructing traffic. The debris of the landslide was cleared, but due to the rock, the road is now open only for one-way traffic. Police said huge rocks are falling down, making it difficult to resume traffic immediately. The Babairula municipality in Dang has introduced a special program for lactating women and the newborn. Deputy Mayor Savitri Biswakarma said under the theme Healthy Mother, Healthy Child, the municipality aims to protect the life of the new mothers and their babies. The program also includes incentives for institutional delivery, especially in government health facilities. An allowance of Rs 2000 is provided to encourage pregnant women to opt for institutional delivery of their child. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said there is a possibility of a light to moderate rain with thunderstorm in some parts as the influence of monsoon wind remains across the country. The division has warned of the chances of soil erosion, landslide, rising water level in the rivers, floods and flash floods in the hilly areas in the next 24 hours, affecting the normal life and transportation service. It has urged all to take necessary precautions in view of the increased risks of water-induced disasters. Presently, there is general to fully cloudy across the country, while light rainfall is taking place at some parts of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and the Sudarpashchim Province. The division said the weather will be generally to completely cloudy throughout the country in the day today, with chances of a light to moderate rain at many places. There is possibility of heavy rain accompanied by thunder and lightning at one or two places of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. A factory fire in Bangladesh has killed 52 people and injured 30 others. The blaze broke out on Thursday night at Hasim Food and Beverage Factory in Rupganj, an industrial town near the capital Dhaka. Authorities said the fire took hold because of chemicals and plastics stored inside the building. A fire service official said that casualty numbers could rise as many workers were unaccounted for. While many workers had left for the day when the fire started, it is believed that hundreds of people were still inside overnight. The Taliban have captured major border crossings with Iran and Turkmenistan in a sweeping offensive across northern Afghanistan. The militants say they seized two key border towns. Video footage appeared to show Taliban forces taking down the Afghan flag from the roof of a border customs office. The Taliban are rapidly retaking land across Afghanistan as the US-led mission removes the last of its troops. Taliban officials say their fighters have taken control of 85% of territory in Afghanistan, a claim impossible to independently verify and disputed by the government. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden has told President Vladimir Putin the U.S. will take any necessary action to stop cyber attacks from Russia. But Moscow denied U.S. claims they had contacted the Russian repeatedly about the cyber attacks in the past month. Friday's call between Putin and Biden follows their meeting last month in Geneva. It also comes amid an increase in attacks, including one that disabled 1,500 companies this month. A White House read out the call states that both sides agreed to a deal that will see more humanitarian aid for Syria, signifying that the two leaders see opportunities for cooperation despite tensions over cyberspace. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli in Sindhupalchok district to inspect flood and landslide affected areas. The Mauli Jamuni road section of Prithvi Highway opens for one-way traffic and at least 52 people killed in Bangladesh factory fire. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.online.nepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.